the book Hebrews, part 316. I'm Professor Hannes Reitz of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, which is there's only a few in English, but there's quite a few in Afrikaans. Should you understand Afrikaans, you can contact me at the WhatsApp number, and also the WhatsApp number, as well as our website, and then I can explain the Afrikaans section to you. Should you require, maybe the What is Your God's Name, which is a book which I've written, a five-book, 500 pages thick. And we also are doing the study. Actually, we are moving towards the end of it. It's a massive amount of information on it. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to the website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see right on the top. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Because you've missed out on quite a bit of information, go to part one and start from the beginning. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies we are doing in English, as well as your TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure that you have 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. That's if you don't have a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. It's always such a pleasure to study the Word. Why? Because by studying the Word, we are growing in the revelation Word. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 verse 8. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all who are part of the bride of Yahushua, look at my fingers, listen to what he says, that if ye be without chastisement, thereof all who are part of the bride of Yahushua are partakers. So once we find that there's chastisement taking place in our lives, the Bible says that Yahweh chastises those that he loves. And so will every father do. If it's necessary, he doesn't chastise us just to do it because he can. No. It is to lead and teach and guide us through the Ruach HaKodesh. I say, if we find this this guidance, because like I explained last week, chastisement is not only slapping somebody or hitting him or doing bodily harm. No. It is to guide somebody. Chastisement is also to guide somebody, lead somebody. Now he says, if we are chastised as part of the brother of Yahushua, you are partakers. You are partakers. You are having part in that which Yahushua brought to us 2,000 years ago. With every promise that he gave us. You shall live although you have died. That's a promise. He will not just leave us. He will guide and lead us and keep us and hold us. Why? Because he's given his life. He's given his total life, so much that he died and rose again in order for us to have a place prepared. So when we died, we at least can go to the third heaven, which is paradise. Because in the seventh heaven, there's different rooms, places, Hallelujah. And that's why I want to be part of the bride of Yahshua, because I want to go to the bridegroom's suite and to the bride. That's why I want to be part of the bride. I don't just want to be at the occasion, the ceremony, where the bride and the bridegroom is getting married, and the guest. I don't want to be part of the guest. I live in holiness to be part of the bride of Yahshua. Now he says, if you be without chastisement, therefore all who are part of the bride are partakers. Now listen to the next part. Then are ye bastards. Who are bastards? Those who reject chastisement. He says, you are bastards and not sons. And I want to say in brackets, daughters of Yahweh our Elohim. You see, the scripture is very firm. Sometimes when we read the scripture, it sounds as if there is no compassion. But this is the type of scripture sometimes that shocks us back to reality. If we play church, this won't affect you. But the moment that you walk and dwell in holiness and live for a better life, live for a better relationship, as that chorus that we sang when we on Thursday I drove to Parijs in the Free State to bury one of your first sisters, Connie. And there they sang the chorus, just a closer walk with thee. Yahshua is my plea. Hallelujah. We want to walk in a closer walk. Are you prepared to walk in a closer relationship with Yahshua, the Ruach HaKodesh? Are you prepared to walk in a closer relationship with your Yahvist brothers and sisters? Because that is just as important. Those that Yahweh has placed around us, which we a lot of time have to spend time more than we really grasp with them in educating, teaching, guiding in the word, the revelation word. But you are bastards who rejected the chastisement, and you are not sons and daughters. With other words, to be a co-heir of what Yahshua has promised unto us means that we need to live closer than the day before. That we have to walk in deeper righteousness as yesterday. Yesterday is gone. We can't change it. But we can do something about today. And we can say that we want to walk in a deeper relationship with Father Yahweh. Says in verse 9, furthermore, we who are part of the bride of Yahshua, look at my hands. Furthermore, we who are part of the bride of Yahshua have had fathers of our flesh. It means my father and your father, who corrected us. Any father that does not correct his sons and his daughters is not a father. I even think sometimes it's not his children. Because every father that feels something for his children and they want to make them be somebody in life and educate them and teach them in life, about life. He will guide them and lead them, and He will correct them. I always say this when I think about correction. It's like having a 2-year-old little boy sitting with a can, a baluster can with gas, petrol. Will you give him a box of matches to play with? Will you? No. Well, if you do, then it's not your children. You understand what I'm saying? But if it's your children, or even anybody else's children, because you don't want to mean harm to anybody else, even small children, why will you not give him a box of matches? Because it might just happen that he strikes that match and an explosion, and that petrol can blow up in his face. He has a father of the flesh which corrects us. And we gave them revenge. Shall we not rather be in subjection unto the Father of the Spirit, Yahweh Almighty, and live? The Spirit there is the Ruach HaKodesh. Now I'm going to read that scripture again. Furthermore, we who are part of the bride of Yahushua have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us. I'm so glad. I had a very strict father. But he had to be like that to make something out of us. Because we were children, as children we were wild. And we gave them revenge. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father, that's Yahweh, who rules over the spirits? Now, different spirits, there's a small s, spirits, different, he rules over different spirits, but he also rules over the Ruach HaKodesh, and live. The moment that we learn to subject ourselves unto the authority of the word, the revelation word of Yahweh El Elohim, because that is how He deals with us. This is how He speaks to us, through the Ruach HaKodesh, in our soul's dimensions. Doesn't work in our hearts, because my heart only pumps blood. But that's a metaphor. The more we can learn to subject ourselves under the teachings and the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the teachings of the revelation word of Yahweh our Father, the more we can learn to do that, the better Yahwist we will become, the better spiritual leaders we will become, the better pastors we will become, looking after the flock, and teachers. Isn't that wonderful? And this is what Yahweh wants. And that's why He's given His Son, Yahushua, for us to have a mirror in which we can look and we can see how He subject Himself unto His Father, even unto death. Even unto death, He subject Himself. His body, His mind, His soul, everything He subjects under the authority of His Father, knowing that He won't let the things that happens on us contain us. There's always a way that, whether it's through business or pressure or sickness, but there's always a way how Father Yahweh renders us. He renders us from that situation. He picks us up. He carries us away. And when we look at the life of Yahushua, which He led to to show us. Yahushua didn't only talk, he showed. He paid the full price. He died in order for us to live. Hallelujah. How wonderful is that? He gave his all and all. That's why we have an obligation to the bride of Yahushua, the body of Yahwa. We have an obligation is to teach our brethren and sisters, even if it needs for us to also chastise in the spirit. Then if we need to do it, we will have to do it. Myself and Pastor Rika, being the leaders, Yahwa is the head, Yahushua is the head, Father Yahwa. He placed us here to guide this body of Yahvist. He set us here, he set us apart, and to lead our people. And sometimes it happened that I also in preventing things happening in people's lives, I have to be very straightforward in corrections and in just chastisement is to do what Yahwa expects of me to do. I can't just let everything go and let Satan mess up. No. We stand in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. Now time has caught up with us. Until tomorrow morning, with Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.